This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today's the deadline for political campaigns and political action committees to report their quarterly fundraising and spending numbers. Some of those numbers are out already and confirm that this midterm cycle is a record breaker, especially Democrats in House races. For instance, Danny O'Connor running in Ohio raised $6 million last quarter. Mikey Sherrill, a Democrat running in a red-leaning district in New Jersey, raised $2.7 million. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
It's hard to pin down just how many people make political donations. Polls from the Pew Research Center found about 12% of U.S. adults did in 2016. Kelly Dittmar at Rutgers says even fewer people tend to donate in a midterm election, and
donors have been primarily wealthy, more upper class, even upper middle class, and dominated as well by men.
Men were 70% of donors and gave more than 70% of the money in the last midterm, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. This year,
donations coming from women have more than doubled this cycle.
Sarah Briner is research director for the center. More than double is still only about 0.2% of women donating more than $200. But, says Briner,
I think that the donations from women are outpacing what you would expect based on spending in the cycle.
And more of that money than ever, she says, is going to women candidates. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.